Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, God bless you. This is Evangelist Amos coming to you live from Manna Teaching Ministries. I'm glad to be back with you. God has instructed me to begin the radio broadcast again, and I'm so happy to be obedient. You know, sometimes we don't feel like it. We can't do what we feel like doing. I'm excited about the broadcast, you know, but the devil is really fighting, you know, but I just thank God. I give him glory. I give no praise to the devil. Because God is in this show, and he has proven himself to me time and time again. So I just give God the glory. I give him the praise. I bind up every force that comes against me because I aim to do damage to the devil and his territory. My main focus in life, the rest of my life that I have on this earth, is to build the kingdom of God and to open up the eyes of the blind and to bring the people of God into the light of God and out of darkness, even within the church. So I thank God, I give him glory, and I give him praise. Tonight, saints, we're going to come out of 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. God has really taught to me a lot about this scripture tonight, and I just want to give him praise and give him glory for everything that he's doing. Okay, so let's go back over to 1 John 4 and 1, and the Bible says, Beloved, speaking to the church, because every time he says beloved, he's talking about the Christians. He said, "Believe." Now, this is John writing to the church. He said, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. God wants me to talk to you tonight about the spirit of deception that is going to be on the increase before Christ returns, and the spirit of the Antichrist, because the devil is going to use the spirit of deception to deceive the people of God in the last days. And we're going to talk about this tonight. But the Bible says, believe not every spirit. So there are many spirits, the Bible says, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Now, God gave me something to tell you tonight, the Bible, talking about these verses. And I want to start with this verse. And the reference that I want to go to, the first verse I want to refer to about this is in Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 31. And if you will turn with me over to Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 30, the Bible says, a wonderful and a horrible thing is committed in the land. And I need to pray because I forgot to ask the Lord to cover this message in the blood of Jesus. And, Father, I ask you to get the glory out of everything that's said and done tonight. Father, that the Holy Spirit would be uplifted, that you would be uplifted, that the Holy Spirit would lead me in everything that I say and do, that flesh would be decreased, that flesh would abase, and, Father, that your spirit will rise up and feed your people tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Okay, so a wonderful and a horrible thing is committed in the land, the Bible says. Verse 31, and this is one of our key verses. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means. In other words, they are in the flesh. They are not being led by the Spirit of God. And the Bible says, and this is the part that got me, my people love to have it so. How many times do you see people that are glorifying themselves, I mean, doing all types of things that are not glorifying God, and the people of God are so deceived that they love to have it so. The Bible says that my people love to have it so. So God's people are loving the false prophets and the priests that bear means that rule by their own means. This is very deep. And so will ye do in the end, and what will you do in the end thereof? The Bible says that God's people are being deceived, and the people love it. They don't want to stop. They just love what they're doing. By supporting these antichrists, these false prophets, these false teachers, and these lying doctrines of devils from the pit of hell, the people are loving it. This is very deep. Now, I want to go on. In Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 8, I want you to turn over there with me. And the Bible says, for thus said the Lord of hosts, in Jeremiah 29 and 8, the God of Israel, let not your prophets and your diviners, talking about those people that see in the spirit, but they are not of God, let not your prophets and your diviners that be in the midst of you deceive you, neither hearken to your dreams that you cause to be dreamed. See, there are some dreams that we cause ourselves. They are not from God. The Bible says, neither hearken to your dreams which you cause to be dreams. Amen. The Bible says, for they prophesy falsely in verse 9 unto you in my name. I have not sent them, said the Lord. So God is talking here about false prophets. And this goes back to 1 John chapter 4, verse 1, where it says, try the spirits, because many false spirits or false prophets are gone out into the earth. So you have to try the spirits. It said, beloved, believe not every spirit. So we as the people of God have got to have discernment. And the only way to have discernment, as you shall see, is to use the word of God, because Jesus is the word of God made in the flesh. Amen. So when we use the word of God, that keeps us from getting off. That keeps us from following false doctrine. That keeps us from being led astray. Amen. Just sticking to the word. Amen. Sticking to the word. Requiring the word out of our leaders. Requiring the word out of our pastors. Requiring the word out of our church leaders, saints. God is in the midst of a people that reverences his word. And I don't know how many churches I have seen that are not preaching the pure, unadulterated word of God. You know, we should be going to church. We should be getting the word from the time the man of God gets up to the time he sits down. It should be word, 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 because that's what's going to keep us. Not any pleasantries, not any sounding good, not any man's philosophies, but we are to be in the word of God, amen, because that is what the devil is going to come after you, against you with. Even with Jesus, he tested him. The devil knows the word. He said, does not the Bible say? And Jesus came back and said, the word also says. So even the devil fights with the word, amen, for people that are in the word. He used the word against you, so you've got to know the word of God. So you can say, thus said the Lord, back when the enemy comes, amen. The Bible says the shield of faith will block every fiery dart. But the Bible also says in that same chapter, the word of God is the sword of the spirit, and it cuts going and coming. Praise God. So the Bible says, and this is Jeremiah 29:8-9, they prophesy falsely unto you in my name. I have not sent them, said the Lord. Let's go on. Amen. The next verse I want to talk about is in Matthew 7:15. So let's turn over to Matthew 7:15. I want to start in verse 13 because this is very important. The Bible says, enter ye in at the straight gate. In other words, the narrow gate. Amen. For wide is the way that leadeth unto destruction. Amen. But wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be that go in thereat. So there are many people that are walking on a road to destruction right in the church world. Amen. It says, he's talking to Christians here. He said, enter in at the straight gate. For wide is the way and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. When he says wide is the gate, I'm thinking about the gates of hell. Amen. Because the Bible says there, the gates of hell, the mouth of hell enlarged itself daily to make room for the people that are going to hell. Amen. But the Bible says wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. That's hell. But and many there be that go in thereat. Verse 14, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way. So it's a very small space in the gate, and narrow is the way, the road that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Very few people are going to be saved. You got to hold on. You got to hold on, saints. You got to hold on no matter what comes at you. You got to hold on to the word. You got to be willing to die for what you believe in. And a lot of people are not willing to die. You cannot focus on the here and the now. That's what the devil wants you to do. He wants you to focus on life on this earth and not to be able to see anything past this life. Paul said, if we have hope in this life only, we are of all men most miserable. This life cannot be compared. The Bible says it can't even be compared to the things that shall be revealed in us. So we have to keep our mind on the next life, eternal life, and being prepared when we leave this earth to meet our Maker. The devil don't want you to be prepared to meet Jesus. He don't want you to be repentant. It's so easy. Jesus said, a fool would not err. It's so easy to be saved. But the devil wants to blind you. He wants to trick you. He wants to deceive you and to get in your focus onto the things of this life. Don't be deceived. Jesus said, God is not mocked. Amen. What a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Praise the Lord. So we do not want, amen, to focus just on this life. We have to focus on the next. Amen. Now, the Bible says, straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Verse 15, we're in Matthew chapter 7. Beware, that means warning, red light, flashing lights. This is what you need to see. Beware of false prophets. Amen. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly or inside, they are ravenous wolves. Amen. This is very important. False prophets are going to come to you looking like a true prophet of God. They're going to come to you in the name of Christ, we shall see. They're going to come to you in the name of Jesus. They're going to proclaim to be from God. But the Bible says, beware of false prophets that come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravens and wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Verse 16, do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Let's talk about this for a minute in Matthew. The Bible says, beware of false prophets that come to you in sheep's clothing. This means they look like brothers in the Lord. They say they are Christians, but they are not. We feel like we are judging and are afraid to question sometimes a Christian's motive. But God wants us to beware. That means we have to look at the people that are saying that are prophesying to us. We have to test everything against the word. The Bible says, try the spirits. Okay, and let me show you another scripture that talks about the word of God being the measuring stick to try the spirit. In Acts 17 and 11, the Bible says these were more noble or honorable than, talking about the Christians, these were more noble than those in Thessalonica. Amen. In that they received the word of God. Number one, the word of God, they received it with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether these things were so. Paul said, when you search the scriptures and you receive the word of God with all readiness of mind, Paul said, you are honorable in the eyes of God. These were more noble, he said, than the other Christians in Thessalonica because they searched the word of God daily. They searched the scriptures daily, Paul says. Amen. Let's turn on over to 1 Corinthians 14 and 29. The Bible says, let the prophet speak two or three, and let the other judge. So anytime there's prophecy going on, there should be another person standing by that can judge that prophecy. The Bible says, let the prophet speak two or three, especially in the church. Now, I'm not saying God is not going to give you a word for somebody. Amen. But even that person needs to test what you're saying against the word of God. The Bible says, let the prophet speak two or three in the church. This is in the church now, in service. Let the prophet speak two or three and let the other judge. So everybody can't prophesy. Somebody's got to stand back and judge. Amen. Let's turn over to Revelations 2 and 2. This is John on the Isle of Patmos in Revelations 2 and 2. He says, I know thy works. God speaking through John. I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, talking to the church, and how thou cannot bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them to be liars. So here we see there are false apostles in the church as well. Amen. And he said, you found them to be false apostles. He said, they say they are apostles, but they are not, and you have found them to be liars. Amen. Let's turn over to 1 John 2 and 18. The Bible says, little children, it is the last time, as ye have heard, that Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. The spirit of the Antichrist is increasing more and more as Jesus' day to return the church, to rapture the church up off of this earth and start the tribulation period. The spirit of the Antichrist is increasing daily. Everything is lining up for the Antichrist. Amen. Acts 20 and 29, the Bible says, for I know this. This was, I think this was Paul talking here. He said, after my departing, I got to look it up again, but it says, after my departing, I'm pretty sure this is Paul, my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Now, this is talking about the church. Grievous wolves, remember it says they come to you as and as sheep, but inside they are ravening wolves. Well, Paul here is saying, after I leave, they're talking about this church he had started. When he left, he said, I know that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock, destroying the flock of God. Amen. So this is what Paul was saying, and the only way that you can be destroyed, saints, is not to hold on to the word of God, not to test every spirit by the word of God. Then you can be destroyed. You can be led astray. You can be led down the wrong way. Amen. But the Bible says, do not follow false prophets, false apostles. We've shown you scriptures that talk about false apostles. We've shown you scriptures that talk about false prophets. I'm going to show you some scriptures that talk about false teachers. Let's turn over to 1 Timothy 4:1. The Bible says, now the Spirit, talking about the Holy Ghost, capital S there, speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. How many times have I told you the devil has doctrines that he is teaching in the church? Amen. He said the Spirit says that in the latter times, talking about this day and age, some shall depart from the faith, talking about Christians, giving heed to seducing spirits. There are many seducing spirits in the church that come to take you away from the faith. Amen. The Bible says that they do this, the seducing spirits work, doctrines of devils in the church. There are false teachings and false doctrines in the church that are straight from the pit of hell. Amen. That are deceiving and seducing God's people every day. Don't let yourself be one of those people. Amen. The Bible says in 2 Peter 2:1, there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you. This, again, is what I'm talking about. False prophets among the people, false teachers. Amen. The Bible says how you can tell a false teacher, they privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them. You see some of these preachers that sneak in false doctrine, even to the point where they say Jesus is not the only way to God. You hear some of these people saying that there's many ways to God now, not just Jesus. Amen. And this is denying the Lord that bought them. They used to be saved. Now all of a sudden, Jesus is not the only way. The Bible said that's a damnable heresy, a false teaching, and it's taught by false prophets, false apostles, and false pastors. Amen. Even denying the Lord that bought them. That's one sign of a false teacher, when they deny that the Lord is the only way to God, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Amen. Let's go back. I want to go back to Matthew 7:15. The Bible says, outwardly they are sheep, or look like Christians on the outside. To look at them, you would think they're saved. But inwardly, they are ravening and wolves. The way we can tell a wolf from a sheep is by their fruit or by their works, saints. Now, this is very important. This is a revelation God gave me tonight in verse 17. We're in Matthew 7. The Bible says, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit. Every corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. This is the key to how you can tell a false teacher or a false pastor or a false teaching, or a false apostle, false prophet, whatever. The Bible says, you can tell a tree by the fruit it bears. Jesus gave us a very good example to tell. The word corrupt here is translated 7 times. I love that number 7. I just love the way God did this. The word corrupt is translated in the Bible 7 times. This word is translated corrupt 7 times and bad 1 time. It means to be rotten or putrefied, of poor quality, unfit for consumption, and worthless. Now, let's look at this with this new definition. Now, Luke 6:43 makes so much sense, because it says, when you read, a good tree brings not forth corrupt fruit or rotten fruit, and a rotten tree cannot bring forth good fruit. You can tell a tree by the fruit it bears. If you look at a tree, you want to know what kind of tree it is? You look at the fruit. If the fruit is rotten, the fruit is no good, you can't eat it, that means the tree is no good. Amen? If the fruit is good, that means the tree is good. So you look at the fruit of a person's life, If it's good works, if the fruit is good, if they're pointing you to Jesus, if they're telling you he is the Lord, he is the only way to get to God, if they stay within the word, then they are a good tree. But if they tell you Jesus is not the only way, that you don't have to go through Jesus to be saved, that hell is not real, that you have to pay attention to what these people are telling you. Jesus said, one of the things that really struck in my mind is when Jesus said, lay not your treasures upon earth where thieves break through and steal, but let your treasure be on high in heaven. Saints, there's too many people concerned nowadays with the earth, earthly realm, and being able to keep your possessions and having things here on earth. I hear so many people, so many preachers saying, oh, I want mine now, and I got to have it now, and I got to have this, and I got to have that, you know, and just using the people of God's mind to buy silver and gold, amen, and treasures on earth instead of investing in the kingdom of God where souls can be saved. How many souls can you say that this pastor contributed to the kingdom versus how many dollars he put in his bank account? You know, this is what we need to be looking at. How many people are being affected for the kingdom of God? How many people are being delivered? How many miracles are being done? Amen. This is fruit, amen. Good fruit, not rotten fruit, amen. So the Bible says you can tell a tree by the fruit it bears. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, what would be the sign of his return? You know what he said? Deception will be on the increase within the church. This is a sign that Jesus is soon to return because he said it would deceive the very elect of God if he didn't shorten the days. Jesus answered the disciples. He said, one of the signs of my return in Matthew 24 is deception is going to be on the increase. We are living in a day and age where deception is on the rise in the body of Christ. Let's go over to Matthew 24 and verse 4. I want you to turn over there really quick with me. In Matthew 24, the Bible says, Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him to show him the buildings of the temple. I mean, these were magnificent buildings, what you would call mega churches today. Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately and said, "What? Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. This was his answer to one of the signs of his coming. Take heed that no man deceive you. He said, for many shall come in my name. Talking about the name of Christ. How many people are using the name of Christ now? Almost everybody says they're a Christian. Even the Jehovah's Witnesses say they're a Christian. They don't believe that Jesus is God in the flesh, but they say they're a Christian. You got to know what questions to ask them when they come to you. They'll tell you they believe everything that you believe. They believe that Jesus was a good person, that they read the Bible, and that they're a Christian as well. And as soon as you ask them, do you believe Jesus was God, come in the flesh, like the Bible said, how you can tell the Antichrist, remember, that if you deny that Jesus is the Lord, come in the flesh, then you are the spirit of the Antichrist. That is the spirit of the Antichrist with the Jehovah's Witnesses because they don't believe that Jesus come in the flesh. The Bible says, many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Amen. So the Bible says in verse 6, okay, that was verse 5. We want to read verse 4 and 5. Jesus said, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in the name of Christ and shall deceive many. Let's go down to verse 9. I'm going to skip around a little bit because I don't have all time to go through the whole chapter. But in Matthew 24 and 9, the Bible says, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. That is going on right today in many countries in the world. Many Christians are being killed because of the name of Christ. That's another sign that Jesus is soon to return. The next verse I want to go to is verse 11. It says, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. That's another sign that Jesus is soon to return because there's so many false prophets in sheep clothing that are rising up and deceiving many people of God, deceiving many people. We don't have to deceive people in the world. They already in the devil's kingdom. They already lost. They don't have to be deceived. Their eyes are already in darkness. But the ones that have to be deceived are the Christian people. And the Bible says many false prophets are going to rise and deceive many Christians. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. the next verse I want to go to, well, on verse 11, I want to say that one more time. Many false prophets shall rise and deceive many. How do they deceive Christians? By preaching false doctrine outside of the word of God. The word is not preached in a false prophet's church. It is twisted and changed to reflect the false teacher. I'm not going to call any names, but I've heard people on TV twisting the word of God when they're preaching and changing it to reflect something that they want to talk about. One of the things that I really hate is the prosperity doctrine in the church. That thing started back in the 80s and the 90s when I was first got saved with naming and claiming. It snuck in so subtly, and then it started talking about prosperity, amen, and how God wants you blessed and how you got to give money to get money. And that's all false teaching. The Bible said, and I'm writing a book on that as well. But the Bible says the word is not preached, and this is what God told me. The word is not preached in a false prophet's church. It is twisted and changed to reflect the false teaching of the false apostle, the false pastor, the false teacher, the false evangelist, and the false prophet. Just as the Lord assigned the fivefold ministry to the church, the devil has his false fivefold ministry as well. In verse 11, the Bible says, many false prophets shall rise and deceive many. Down in verse 24, it says, for there shall arise false Christs, which are antichrists, and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch if it were possible, they would deceive the very elect of God. Who are the elect of God spoken of here? They are the ones that are not deceived. This word elect means chosen. They are the true church. The true church needs to stand up, the elect of God. Remember, many are called, but few are chosen. That word elect means chosen. Many people in the church are called, but few are truly saved or the elect of God. In Matthew 20 and 16, the Bible says, the last shall be first and the first shall be last. For many be called, but few are chosen. In Matthew 22 and 14, many are called, but few are chosen. The elect of God will be caught up in the rapture. In Mark 13 and 27, it says, then shall he send his angels and shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the uttermost part of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven. So the elect is going to be caught up in the rapture, Mark 13 and 27. The elect of God in 1 Peter 2 and 9, they don't mind praising God. When you find a church where people don't praise God, there's not a lot of elect people in there. There's not a lot of true Christians in there. Because 1 Peter 2 and 9 says, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So when you don't have a lot of praising God going on in church, you have to wonder, are these the elect of God? Because Peter said that you will show forth the praises of him that have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen. So the elect of God are going to praise God. They're not afraid of praising God. 1 John 4 and 1. The Bible, going back to 1 John, our beginning scripture, we're going to end on that scripture. 1 John 4 and 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Amen. We're going to stop on that tonight. My time is up. I only did 30 minutes tonight, but I want you to go ahead and listen to this episode and put it on Facebook. And I want you to spread the word about the ministry. We are starting back up. And I thank God for you, amen. So I give God praise, I give God glory, and I'll be back with you. I'm not going to come on a certain day or a certain time. You have to look for me on Facebook. I will post when I preach new messages. I'm going to try to do two or three a week because the Lord is really dealing with me to continue the radio ministry. It's helping a lot of people, and I'm doing it for him. So I will be posting the messages on Facebook. You can, if you're on Facebook, you can find me on the Man of Teaching. I'm sorry, or Brenda Amos on Facebook. That's my handle, Brenda Amos. That's my name. Or you can go to Blog Talk Radio and type in Man of Teaching, and it'll come up Brenda Amos, and you can follow me on Blog Talk, or you can follow me on Facebook. I'm not on Twitter. I have no desire to get on Twitter. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're not on Facebook or Blog Talk Radio, you won't be able to hear the broadcast, because I may be on Twitter one day, but right now I'm not on Twitter. I'm not on Instagram. So God bless you. I love you. This is Evangelist Amos signing off on Blog Talk Radio. Good night.